The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go.
Welcome back to the In Deep Show. I am your man, Big B. How's everybody doing? Glad you could be rocking out with us again. Today I have with me, well, let's just cut to the chase. It's at this time I like everybody to rise to your feet, remove your hats, place your hands over your hearts, and all hail the queen.
Hello? Is this thing on? Are y'all still there?
That thing is on.
Okay. Hey. Hey, everybody.
And then there were two.
Today.
Today. Okay, so people are out sick. People are on vacation. People are traveling. People are at work. People are just doing their damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we couldn't leave you guys hanging. So we just decided, hey, let's jump in. Let's touch base with the people. And, you know, once we re-huddle and Coach puts in a new play, we will execute it to the best of our abilities.
You gonna get what you get.
God damn it.
How about that?
So, Queenie Queen, what you been up to?
Man. So, it really is just you and I today?
Just you and I.
Okay. Oh. I'm used to, like, going, like, last and nobody really caring by the point it gets to me. And, okay. Let's see. What have I been up to? I feel like I'm going to make something up. No, I'm just kidding. Same old stuff. Going to tastings. Living life. Celebrated a friend's birthday in Florida. It was her big birthday. So we went to Florida to celebrate, had a good time. I will say, you know, it's like you get too old to, I don't know why we thought we all could share a room together. That's something I will never fucking do again in my life as an adult.
How many?
It was four of us. I mean, it was a 2-bedroom suite, but still. I love my girls. Love, love, love. They some ride or dies. Yeah, I just don't want to share a room with y'all again. And I say this because I love you so much and that I don't think this is a good idea. Now, if anybody out there, you know, if you have friends that you've done this with and it has worked out for you and you are out of your 20s and 30s, because I used to do it, just apparently now I can't, now that I'm in my 40s. But if you've done this before, please help me out
and
deepshow@yahoo.com and tell me how I can do this shit. I mean, even though I ain't doing it again, but.
And we're not talking about you did it or you continue to still do it for cost-cutting measures. It's because you choose to.
No, right. We chose to do it. We thought it would be fun.
No, I'm talking about to the people. That.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We chose to do it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We chose to do it. Now, granted, don't get me wrong. In my 20s and 30s, we were doing it for cost-cutting measures because, you know, and it was fun.
Absolutely.
I mean, like, literally, we were like, yo, we going to get a you know, a room. It'll be two beds, two of us in the bed. It'll be fine. You know, we know we're going to be out partying and just come in and fall asleep and wake up the next day and do it again. But, you know, this time, again, I don't
just
know if
didn't it work.
Didn't work. I don't know if it's age. I don't know if everybody's just so used to their own space. I'm not really sure. But I will say I will not motherfucking do that ever motherfucking again. Excuse my language. But I feel like that I need to curse.
I just have a whole way of preparing myself for the day or for the evening that is just not conducive for another dude to...
See, I don't mind really... one person. I can share a room with one person. I'm fine with that.
To a certain degree. Yeah.
Well, I mean, and I say it this way because honestly, when I go overseas and we travel, yeah. One of my travel homies, we share a room because if you do a single occupancy when you going overseas, that shit is costly. And I'd rather spend that money on doing other things. So right. I think it's fine to share, you know, a room with like two people, but when you get to four and four grown ass women, four grown ass women with their own opinions, four grown ass women. You know, some of them.
Bathroom.
No, it was two bathrooms. Oh. I mean, and actually, that's why I said it was two bedroom suite. So it's not like it was, you know, like, you know, a room with two beds and one bathroom. No, we're talking about like you got space to move around. And you got, you know what I mean? Like you got space. Mm. Yeah. Ooh, just did not work out. So again, anybody got any suggestions? I mean, I mean, I'll be honest. I'm gonna take it with a grain of salt because I'm not doing that shit ever again, unless it's like my sister and like, okay, that's it. No, my other friend, I would my travel buddy, totally. But I can't do a room with no more than one other like woman. I just can't. But the drinks were flowing though. It was super fun. We went back to this one liquor store. We were like, hey, okay, we're just stopped in here to get some stuff to stock up. We'll be back like probably tomorrow. They were like, oh, you guys aren't coming back tomorrow. We're like, no, we'll be back tomorrow. They saw us the next day. They were like, oh, y'all were serious. Mm-hmm. Because what we bought was just, you know, to get us started.
Right.
Because that's what you want to do. You know, go to a liquor store, you know, have some stuff in your room.
Got
right?
To.
I mean, have some stuff in your room. You still, you know, do what you do by the pool, but you want some stuff in your room. You want some stuff, you can put it together, go to the beach, drink on the beach, have a good time, and then go back to your room, pregame, go out. Mm. Just me? No.
Oh,
okay.
I'm just having flashbacks of a reckless weekend.
Oh, well, do tell.
It's just, like, seriously, me and my liver are at odds right now, because Thursday night. Friday night, mm-hmm. Saturday night, mm-hmm. Sunday night.
Yep.
And then up at 6 a.m. for a very important Monday morning meeting. Oh. It just wasn't a good look.
That's disrespectful. They didn't know what you were doing? They know your plans?
Yeah, they didn't give three fucks.
Oh, okay. I was just checking.
And of course, what happens in our morning meetings?
You had to speak?
Drink.
Oh, drink. Oh, well, I mean, come on. Hair of the dog. So, dog?
Nah, at that point, I ain't doing shit. Just leave me alone. I was grumpy and grouchy. Mm.
See, that's the problem. You probably didn't properly hydrate. You have to Gatorade.
I didn't
have
time.
You have to water.
Time to hydrate.
You have to drink the next day. You have to put something on your stomach.
Yeah,
like,
all of that. I was great by 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had hydrated and eaten and did all that good shit.
No, I'm talking about through the whole thing. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You have to hydrate. Gatorade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Gatorade is that color at us. Because, I mean, really, I feel like Gatorade could be a sponsor because there were so many Gatorade
like
bottles.
Hey, look. Did it. Brought it back down. Did it. Brought it back down. Oh. Did it. Brought it back down.
Okay.
Anyway, you know how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to relive my college days.
Yubbly. You know, it's not the same liver, right?
I know.
It's not even the same stomach. Because I find what I could do, I don't know, I hate that we have to talk about being old. I find what I could do in my 20s and 30s, like my stomach now is like, wait, what happened? it don't feel right the next day like it used to. I feel like I'm losing the name Rock Gut. My friend used to call me Rock Gut. I feel like I can't even like have that name anymore. I mean, don't get me wrong, I still like, you know, drink. But I mean, I just don't feel as great the next day like I used to.
I just think I think my stomach has a secret compartment that kind of holds its own liquor until it's ready to party, when I'm no longer ready to party.
Oh, okay.
So it's down there doing its own thing, like, hey.
You know what's really weird? What I learned when I was actually in Mexico a little bit ago. What I do, first thing, as soon as I woke up, 2 shots of tequila. And let it coat. And then I went on with the day like it was any other day. Ate, drank, had a good time. But by the time I got home, the tequila bubble burst. And I'm going to leave it at that. But so I'm just saying, maybe try that the next time. Put a layer. Actually worked for my friend in Florida. Seriously, she did the same thing. She ordered 2 shots.
See, thing is,
it was fine.
My issue is not necessarily, it's getting a little rougher to get up in the next morning. But I've never had that issue. I've never had the whole hangover syndrome.
No, see, it's not a hangover. And, it's my stomach. That's weird. Know,
right. Well, I'm just saying. I've never had the hangover thing.
Gotcha.
I just, mine is more like a physical, like at some point in the night, a team of ninjas jumped down with bats and just beat me. And I didn't know about it. And that's what I wake up with. Like, who hit me? Who will be fighting? What point did I stumble in the street and get hit by a car? I have those symptoms.
Those are all things that could have possibly happened to you.
I'm just saying. This shit hurts.
I'm just saying. Those are all things.
Why do I not have use of my right arm?
Oh.
And then I regain it after a couple cracks and stretches. And I'm like, all right, here we go. This is what we're doing. Then I get some water and make my life better.
I'm telling you, water's key.
Water's awesome. Water and like fresh brewed tea, I love. I get some water, I get some fresh brewed tea, and some more water.
Like, now you're doing too much.
Just like it.
I'm just saying, water, and you add a layer of another something on top of it. It may be gross going down. You may want to throw up again, but you just go ahead and just, you know, take not a again. Shot or two. I'm just saying. Actually, that's another thing. I stopped doing that. Because when I was younger, I was like, of course, this is what you're supposed to do. You just get it out. You go to bed, whatever. Then I realized, no, I feel worse. So let me stop doing that.
Yeah.
You know, just saying. Throw down a couple shots in the morning. Throw down a beer or two. You'll be fine. Gets the day going. Now, this is I'm talking about vacation, you know, right. Not like you about to go to work. It's Monday.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and get up. Because if that's the case, then you know, that's a different, you know, situation for you. You got a problem. If you're like, I got to go to work, 2 shots. Let me hit my flask some point during the day. You know what I mean? I think you got a problem.
And that's the other part of, am I breaking shit? That's the other part of things that I'm starting to notice. So, like, I have a company vehicle, and like sometimes, especially like when I have those wrecked Sunday nights, and I come in Monday, and I'm in my work vehicle, like, what's this bag? And I'll open it, and it's like half a bottle of Douce or half a bottle of tequila. I'm like, what the fuck? Where did this go? I forgot about Fridays. Party that started at 11 in the morning. So yeah, it's like, oh my god.
To anybody that I work with that listens to the show, I do not drink during work hours, so I just want to put that out there. Yeah. All everything I was talking about, it was like vacation, you know. That's what I mean, I'm just, you know, I just want to make sure people that I work with know I do not drink from the hours of 8 to 5.
The information that we give you is for entertainment purposes only.
I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there for me.
Fuck it. My lawyer said if it ain't videotaping, it ain't happening.
I'm just just saying. You find a half bottles of shit in your work car. I'm like, that's...
I'm just glad I found them. No one else did.
Right. I'm like, sir, that's, okay. All right, then. But, you know, anyway, like I said, I'm putting it out there for me.
Shall we get going?
Let's do it.
This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test.
Here we go, yo. Sleep if you want, my crew will help you get your Z's true. Sleep if you want, my crew will help you get your Z's true. Sleep if you want, my crew will help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop.
What's the scoot leg rank? What's the scoot leg rank? What's the
scoot leg rank? So, maybe not so much you, but I'm pretty sure that there are hundreds, if not thousands, if not tens of thousands, of men around the world whose fantasy would be to have a job where they could, like, see, like, beautiful stars naked all day. Not so much for one stellar. She happens to be Mariah Carey's manager.
No.
And she sued Mariah for sexual harassment.
What the what?
She says Mariah likes to be naked all the time. And she's just frankly sick and tired of it, having to deal with her naked all the time.
Hmm. I mean,
Stella, okay. If you want to sell beer and swap jobs with me, I'm sure I can take on the grueling task of having to deal with Miss Carey and the naked.
See, you know what, though? Maybe it's not
the
just...
The nude, yeah.
Maybe it's not just about her being naked. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because this probably comes with a whole bunch more shit than her just being, like, ass out. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Because if I... if I was shaped like Mariah, I'd be walking around all the time, like, you know, doing what I do. I'd be naked and be like, hand me that. You know, give me those. Let me get dressed. I mean, because a lot of times, you know, stars and models and stuff, they're so used to being naked in front of people and getting dressed in front of randos that, like, they don't even care. You know what I mean? So, eh.
Yeah, like, really? She says that. She just could not take it. She said Mariah rarely wore clothes around her and was not only naked, but did sexual things in her presence.
Oh, I need to know what.
I know, right? Like, was she like...
Hand me that thing in the top drawer? And
yeah, like...
I mean, while we having a full-blown conversation?
Let's go with this month's number.
I mean, like, yeah, I'm like, nah, I'm like, I need to know more. So, I mean, but still.
But here's why I think she's shooting herself in the foot.
Okay.
She says that Mariah also has a substance abuse problem and fails to take her meds for her bipolar disorder.
Okay.
So my thing is, one, you're her manager, and two, if you know she's bipolar and she don't take her meds, you're just saying she's not in her right mind when she's doing some of the shit she's doing.
Right.
So you fucking up your own case.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the case, even before that part, it wouldn't go anywhere. Because seriously, like, how could she, unless she had something on tape or whatever, like, how can she really prove that, like, maybe, you know, she was talking to her and she was like, let's, you know, while I'm getting dressed, let's talk about the next, you know, venture or the next album or the next, you know, whatever meeting or whatever. You know what I mean? Because like I said, I think models and actresses and, you know, people of that, I think that's, they're so used to, you know, just changing and getting dressed and being naked and whatever around people that, you know, it's like not a big deal. You know what I mean? And she probably was like, she's a woman, I'm a woman, you know, it's not a big deal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So.
So I guess here's where the plot thickens, and I think the whole thing goes to hell for Miss Stupler, stopper, stupler, whatever. Stolloper. Stolloper.
Miss you, Doc.
So, I guess with all of this shenanigans going on, Mariah fired her in the middle of a 3-year contract. So, she's saying, you know, she's given a... she's owed a ton of cash for that contract. And she's going to give Mariah the opportunity to make things right before she files this lawsuit.
Fire away, bitch.
Man.
Because they were, honestly, now that it's all coming back, I think that she fired her from something she wasn't doing right, or she was being like an asshole or something. And there was some reason why a long time ago that she fired that lady. So I'm like, come on, man. Like, you know, move on, lady, with yourself. Because I'm like, that case you're not going to win. If you do a case where, like, and you're suing her for maybe, like, she fired you and she shouldn't have fired you, yeah, cool, that might work. And you got, like, some time left on your contract and she fired you for no reason, that I agree with. But we're not walking around butt naked. That's not going to, you ain't going to win no case like that. Mm-hmm. We all know now, you know, she's bipolar, and yeah, you ain't gonna win nothing, boo.
All right.
Move on. So, okay. From our previous conversation, I know you don't know about this, so I don't know if any of our folks out there listening, whether they know about this or not, but, you know, DC local, we got our local stations, we got Fox, we have, you know, NBC, but I'm gonna talk about, which I watch sometimes in the morning while I'm working, Fox 5 DC. So you have the you have Holly Morris, and then sometimes you have Sarah Fraser, who comes in, does, you know, contributions on stories every once in a while. So there was this kid named Michael Brown, who is a goddamn genius in my mind, because he got into 20 of the top colleges. But Holly and Sarah was on joke time, and they thought it was funny to say, oh, he's obnoxious, oh, he's taking, you know, the space of other students, and which is wrong, but clearly they don't know how this thing works. You know, but so they were just, you know, on air, just making fun of it, the situation. And this kid was like, yo, like, I earned this shit, you know. And for them to be take it as a joke, you know, of course, the internets did not think it was funny. And Sarah decided, you know what, I've learned a lesson. You know, I'm going to go to him and I'm going to apologize to him, because, you know, I guess we were just doing this in jest and, you know, didn't turn out well. So Michael Brown, he accepted her apology. But Holly, I guess, decided, you know what, I wasn't trying to be, you know, racist. I wasn't trying to be funny. I wasn't trying to be an asshole. So she didn't apologize to him. So he, Michael Brown and Holly had they had a back and forth. And, you know, so Michael was like, you know, it's cool, but she can't put this, you know, show on. She can't air this until she apologizes to me and says, you know, yo, I was wrong or whatever. And so far, Holly has not said anything. Mm-hmm. And so the episode is not aired yet. And I really don't understand, like, why, you know, this boy worked his ass off, apparently, to get in 20 schools. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, not only just getting in the 20 schools, he gets $260,000 in scholarships. Okay?
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? So
now, isn't Holly, if I'm not mistaken, isn't she the one that also did not apologize for when she said a niggeration?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. And she came was like, back.
I ain't say it.
She offered. This is what killed me about the whole thing. When she came back on air, she told us, if you think you heard that, you didn't.
Right.
Wait a minute. It's.
I'm like, yeah. For full disclosure, I listen to Good Day DC because I love Maureen and I know Maureen. I mean, and I don't know Wisdom, but Wisdom and Allison.
I've actually met
Steve,
Wisdom a couple times.
Yeah, he seems like he's a butthole. But I like it. I like that part of him. But and Allison, and then of course Steve. But I'm like, Holly, I'm like, the verdict is still out on Holly for me, but she put out this tweet and she said, I also said he's an amazing young man. This is not a racial issue. I would have said the exact same opinion if the boy was white. Okay, you're wording on if the boy was white, still kind of nails on the chalkboard, Holly, but I mean, I kind of feel like she probably would have tried to clown that kid you know, regardless.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's kind of like, Holly.
She needs to tread light. I mean,
you think she would have?
I try to give her the benefit sometimes because I think she falls into a false comfort of the fact that she works around some real sisters, and she might
better get out of that.
Right? She might feel like, oh, I have carte blanche to kind of
no, you don't
overstep my bounds.
You do not, ma'am. Get out of that. But anyway, so Michael Brown has decided he is going to narrow down his choices. So he's deciding on Yale, Georgetown, Stanford, and Harvard. Okay, Harvard. Okay. So your past president, Bill Clinton, said, hey, you know, just if you're thinking about Georgetown, feel free to give me a call. You know, maybe I can help you out. You know what I'm saying? So
Bill still knows some bitches around the corner.
I mean, this is a baby, so we're not talking about that. I mean, I just think he's probably like, if I can help you or we can have can talk about, no, if I can help you and we can talk about something.
Ain't a baby, you know. Going to college.
I mean, but I'm saying.
Oats have been sold.
I don't know. He still look like he a baby. Like, he might be untainted.
They must have made once. Babyface assassin.
I know. I was like, he look like he a baby. Baby, you keep it together and keep it in them pants and get through college, and then yeah. Right.
Don't be fast.
Right. Just, you know, keep it together. But anyway, Holly, you better cut that shit out. I'm like, this is strike two in my mind. I mean, maybe it could be other strikes out there and I just don't know about them, but this is, in my mind, this is strike two for you.
Maybe
Bill.
We should do that at the break. Google.
I don't want to.
Racist.
I'm going to keep her at two. This is strike two that I know about. We're going to be on. This is it for you. So if not, you know, come on, girl. Get it together. Don't mess up my good day, DC.
Right.
Don't do it.
And speaking of motherfuckers being fast.
Uh-oh.
In the literal form.
Uh-oh.
Your man, Usain Bolt.
Okay.
He is not going to fade off into oblivion.
Good.
He is going to milk his stardom to the very end. All while never combing his hair.
Yep. But
that's not part of this story, though.
So,
Mr. Bolt says, you know what? Now that I'm retired from track, play me a little soccer.
I can see that. Word.
And I've never seen his soccer skills, but.
Me neither, but I mean, can't be bad,
I
right?
Mean, shit, if you can use some of that. I mean, if you got the coordination to dribble and incorporate it with that speed.
I'm just saying.
Man, that could be a dangerous weapon.
I agree.
Yeah, so yeah, he's been out playing around with some pro teams, and he's amongst Manchester United, which is his dream, whatever. But he says the bottom line to all of this, he said, you know, don't get too excited because y'all gonna have to show me the money.
Oh.
And I think the problem is the club teams that have that money, they're not really looking at them. But the MLS that's looking at them, they don't got that kind of money to pay. So.
Well, maybe he should start, you know, I'm not saying start at the bottom, you know, but maybe start on a second tier squad. Show them what you got. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And then maybe, like, you know, by next year or maybe the year after, you know? Because, I mean, after you run, what you going to do? If you sitting at home doing nothing anyway, why not? You know, get everything going. Get people hype. The next thing you know, bam, Manchester United.
No doubt.
Holler at me if you want me to manage you. Okay.
So, my football lovers. Oh God, I'm not talking to you Eagles.
Okay.
Y'all calm down. We understand. Y'all won. Particularly you Carolina Panther fans. Did you hear your boy Cam Newton got into a bit of a fender bender?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, his $300,000 matte black Ferrari F12 was rear-ended.
Oh, no.
By a big-ass truck.
Oh, no. Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's all right.
Okay.
He called 911 and he said, you know, I need the police. I need police assistance. He was hit by a utility truck.
Damn.
Yeah. I saw pictures of it. Doesn't look too bad. I mean, for as big as that truck was and as...
So it was a little baby car?
Oh, yeah. But you know those cars are meant to disintegrate to keep the driver safe.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, it basically just looked like his bumper cover came off.
Okay.
But that's still a big-ass truck. And
no, seriously. I mean, it could have been way worse. I'm like, we could be saying RIP. I mean, right. You know. So, good for him. I mean, so, that it worked out. He was driving, I guess, the right car, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He didn't press any charges, you know. I don't understand. I guess you call the police because you are a celebrity and you need to make sure shit stays in order. But once police arrived, he decided to just kind of let it go. There was no arrests, no reports, no problems.
I was going
to
say, what arrests? Like, why would somebody be arrested for a car accident? I mean, unless there was death and destruction, sure. But I mean, right. For a fender bender, who's going to jail for that? Like, you were, I mean, on that side, you like an average, normal dude, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I can see, like, you getting their information. Oh, well, you all right. I'm looking at the picture. But I'm saying, it's like, you know, just like everybody else at that point. You know what right. I'm saying? Like, Venus, she got lucky. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, but from that picture, it's just like, it's a fender bender. Who's going to get arrested? I mean, unless it was like
a dust-up. I don't think he called for... I mean, I think...
Well, you probably just need a proof. Because, I mean, you know, here, that's what we do, too. You know, people call the police just so you can make sure there's another set of eyes and somebody sees tag numbers and license and
see,
blah,
like,
blah, blah.
For me, I would have, you know, I probably would have felt more comfortable with the police. Me being a celebrity, you know, I would have said, hey, let's get the police out here because... You know how people mess around and be like, oh, he assaulted me.
That's when you whoop at that camera. You start videotaping just like everybody else starts doing nowadays. Certain times. I mean, I ain't going to lie. I just saw this videotape on Madame Noir. I mean, this tape on Madame Noir where it was like these two women that were soldiers. And I was like, okay, clearly something must have happened for them to get to this point. So it was this lady, this guy, and the daughter. And I'm sorry, I totally hijacked this story. And so the women that were the two soldiers decide to go around, you know, around the car that was trying to back in a space. And I guess they were taking too goddamn long. Mm-hmm. So they went around them. Didn't try to steal their space, just totally went around them. So everybody gets out of the car. The people in the car that was trying to back in, they were like, you know, calling them like, oh, I didn't know they let lesbians in the military and, you know, you black bitches and blah, 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 blah. Just started going off on them. Again, went around the car, didn't take their space. So at one point, so it escalates. So somebody starts videotaping. And of course, police are called. What happens when they come to the scene? Oh, my God. Like they were trying to, you know, do all this stuff to us. And oh, my God, you know,
weekend.
Right, so they're trying to do all this stuff to us, and so turns out got the videotape. They end up arresting like the mom in the car because she was really like she took one of their phones from them and pretty much was assaulting them. Mm-hmm. But it was on video, so that's what I'm saying. I hate, as I say all the time, I hate social media. I hate, you know, people being able to do shit on their phones now. But the same breath is like, that can save you.
It's the world we live in.
It is the world we live in. Saves you. But go look up Madame Noir. That the video was funny.
Well, all right. We are going to get out of here real quick, take a quick break, and we'll be right back with you. Thank you.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the In Deep Show. Yes, I said In Deep Show. I know it's been a minute, but we're back. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show. We greatly appreciate you. As always, welcome to new listeners. I'm going to be honest, I don't know where I left off on the list, so I cannot read the names. So we'll probably read some names I already read. So, you know who you are. So I'm going to say, welcome. Thank you. Please share the show. You know, we got a whole bunch of shows within the IDS network, so please share. Get your laugh on. You know, don't blame it on us if you get in trouble for laughing so hard at work. Yeah. I mean, but it's dope. We hope we can put a smile on somebody's face.
Somebody. Along the way.
You know what I mean? So, if you have any feedback, you want to send us indeepshow@yahoo.com. You have any questions you want to ask us or have, you know, or hey, we can put it on the our Facebook page and ask other people. We can do that for you as well. You have any questions for the Dating Sucks crew, for the Uncrew, for I don't remember what are the other shows, but whatever. If you have any questions, indeepshow@yahoo.com. We got you. We got you. I mean, we might judge, but it's all in fun, so it's fine.
Call at your peeps.
You want to leave a voicemail, 202-750-1437.
3 minutes or less.
That too.
If you have a longer message, you can record it on your phone and email it to us.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That works, too.
That way there won't be any interruption.
Yep. Because, you know, B's phone be popping. So sometimes, you know, interruptions and stuff. So, again, 202-750-1437 or 1-IDS.
Absolutely.
So, welcome.
Speaking of said voicemails, let's jump into one. This is a two-parter.
Okay, let's do it.
So, part number one.
What's going on in Deep Show? Rude Boy M over here. How y'all been, man? Everything good? All right. Now, well, a little sweet back. Let me see. Man, y'all been slacking on the question, though. Y'all don't post that on Facebook and try to look in the show info. Because I kind of forgot what the question was, man. But I think y'all was asking if one was in a relationship, and then if you were allowed to be friends with somebody you used to have sex with back in the days. Okay, good question. Now, I'm still friends with some of my exes or folks that I kind of used to have sex with back in the days. Does the girlfriend like it? Nah. Do I tell every time? Nah. So, as long as I don't try to have sex with them, you know what I'm saying? I ain't try to, you know, be no cheater or nothing like that, but I just leave it at that because, you know what I'm saying? Because, I don't know. I tend to, you know, try to still be friends with folks. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Just the person who I am. I don't know if y'all checked. Y'all had a question for y'all, so I posted some on Recap the Recap. I don't know if y'all saw it or not. So, I don't know. Y'all can go check it out. I guess this one girl, she'd been married for, what, I think 10 years with this dude, and then come to find out, homeboy had a little package, and then she's on Facebook blasting him out. I was just trying to see what y'all think about that. Either y'all can talk about it on In Deep Show.
Well, damn. I missed that question. Please allow me to go look for it because that sounds like an interesting question. I wish I would have looked for it before the show because we could have talked about it today.
No doubt.
But
I don't know what just happened. I just kind of crashed out, so I'm going to try to pick back up where I left off.
Little package, and then she's on Facebook blasting him out. I was just trying to see what y'all think about that. Either y'all can talk about it on In Deep Show or y'all can talk about it on Dating Sucks. That's on y'all. But yeah, man, what was another question? Would I move overseas for love? I don't know if I answered that one. Man, it depends, man. I don't mind traveling, but, you know, I got two kids, so. Man, if my partner, you know, she's making good money or, you know, chasing her dream, as long as we're living comfortably, man, you know, I'm on Thailand, so. I think I can fit in anywhere. Well, probably not Asia. I want to be the only tallest motherfucker over there in Asia. But yeah, other than that, yeah, I'll move, you know. I'll relocate for love, you know what I'm saying? Keith can move, you know. It's actually some good shows we've been watching, me and the girl, or my fiance. We've been watching some shows. I think it's on AGTV. Married couples, you know, they've been relocating. You got to find a house overseas and whatnot. So, you know, that'll be interesting, man. Probably preferably Europe or Africa. But yeah, man, yeah. I think I forgot what else y'all asked. Anyways, if y'all go post the questions on Facebook, man, just to remind us.
On to part two?
Oh, okay. I guess I'll wait before I, Well, about posting the questions, sometimes we remember and sometimes we don't. I'm sorry. I try to remember. And then sometimes I try to give people enough time to listen to the show because I don't want our answers to automatically influence people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes that happens. You know what I mean? It's like you hear somebody say, oh, this is my answer. And then you're like, hey, wait a minute. Yeah, that's my answer too.
Right.
So I try to wait and see. And then sometimes I just fucking forget.
Here we go. Part two, Rude Boy.
Let's do it.
But yeah, like I was saying, Rude Boy M over here. Yeah, like every now and then, you know, post up the questions on there. So some of us, you know, will be a little bit busy and forget. I can just hop on Facebook and see the question and then call back in and leave a little feedback. Other than that, man, y'all keep doing y'all thing, man. Appreciate y'all. And so what y'all plans for the summer, man? New things, you know, traveling, buying new house, relocating, new job, like, what y'all got going on for 2018, man? All right, other than that, for me, 2018, you know, try to be a better dad, better boyfriend, and, man, I'm trying to relocate down south, man. I'm tired of the cold. I am so tired of the cold, man, so 2018, 2019, you never know, man. Rude Boy might be moving down south, man. Where at? I don't know. My sister moved to Atlanta, and she's loving it, so I might just be next door neighbor. Shots fired, Mr. Moody. All right, fam, post up the questions so I can call back if I missed anything. Other than that, it's all love. Peace and love, man. Rude Boy, signing out. Fly or fly?
I'm sorry, I forgot. Beep, beep, beep. Totally forgot to do that. Let me see. Ooh, God. I needed you to email that because that was a lot. I'm like, I'm trying to remember part one, part two. Let me see. What did I miss? The first question was about the platonic friendship kind of situation. So you got that.
Yeah.
I forgot what else you said. And I mean, in all, you know, like, all seriousness, I will work on posting questions that we ask. I mean, for real. Sometimes I just, like I said before, I forget shit. Blaming it on the brain, alcohol, I don't know. Sometimes I just forget. Sometimes B forgets. I don't know. We get busy. We actually have full-time jobs, too. You know what I mean? This is like some fun shit we do. So we really do forget. Let's see. Moving down south, you should do it. I mean, you already got a built-in family, so it's not like you have to find some, you know, body, like a new person if you move down south. I mean, Atlanta, to me, is that place you need to go. If you're a woman, you need to bring a boo, because it would be hard to find one when you get down there. I'm just saying.
Man, you better just my research opinion. That Atlanta move.
Well, no, I honestly think
beyond your sister.
No, seriously, like, he coming down with a boo and, you know, and two babies. And I think he would be fine if he moved to Atlanta. Because, I mean, you know, you could still find, although it does actually still snow in Atlanta, I mean, which is wild, but, and it gets rainy and, you know, whatever. But, I mean, of course, it doesn't get as wild as it does in Ohio and you know, the DMV area, but still, you know. Let me see. Oh, plans for the summer? I don't really so far have any, like, concrete plans, you know. I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's April. Sky's the limit. Maybe like June, July, August, something will pop up by then. But right now, nah, I'll just be in the area and we'll see what happens.
As for me, Rude Boy, my life is in flux right now, so I don't know what the hell is going to happen this summer. I've had many conversations about the possibilities of what this summer could bring.
Okay.
But that in and of itself has been somewhat of a roller coaster ride, good at times, indifferent at others. So I'm going to just try to do the best me that I can and be prepared for whatever may come my way.
And we hope we hear from you before the actual like summer, because I mean it is like April, so
yeah, and it's
and the weather is like super weird and fucked up.
Absolutely.
So hopefully we hear from you before
then. Remind me, off air, I gotta tell you something extremely funny about that too.
Oh, okay, cool. All right.
So today's question came from a friend of mine, and they were propositioned from another friend to do a favor. And what that favor was, I'm losing my train of thought here. Mm-hmm. A girlfriend of his was dating somebody or what have you. And she wanted one of her other girlfriends to just sort of, that he hadn't met, she wanted that other girlfriend to kind of like set him up in a sense. So
wait a minute, you mean her friend, not a girlfriend of his, her friend, right?
He has a girlfriend. He's okay. Telling me the story.
Okay.
He has a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And that girlfriend's wanted one of her girlfriends to set up the dude that she was dating.
Oh, okay.
To find out how would he react if he were approached by a young lady that had interest in him.
Okay.
Blah, blah, blah. Would he come straight and
gotcha.
Be like, no, I'm seeing somebody. Or she wanted to set him up to see what he would do. So, you know, he brought that to me because he sort of got into a bit of a debate with her, you know, because he felt that was kind of fucked up and blah, blah, blah. So he brought it to me because he wanted me to pose it to the listeners. Would you do that? Would if your friend came to you and wanted you to set up their mate, would you do it?
Okay. So what this is, what people call it is a honeypot, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a honeypot, which is kind of like you're setting up your mate to see if they take, you know, the bait, mm-hmm. the, you know, bees in the trap. Mm-hmm. So would I do it? No, I wouldn't do it because, you know, sometimes it's like even when you don't even do like a whole setup thing, but you might be around your friend's man that's sleazy and or he's shady. And he does something, you know, tries to talk to you, or he touches you inappropriately, or he does something, and then you tell her, and then she's like, "What?" And she looks at you like you did something wrong, mm-hmm. you know. And even if it was the you asked me to do this, I still kind of feel like it might get turned on me, or something might happen where my friendship with her is now fucked up because right. he actually did come on to me or whatever, whatever. So nah, I would not. Nope, I'm not. Get involved in it as my friend. She should respect me if I say no thank you, find somebody else, because I'm sure there's somebody else out there that would be willing and able to do it. Not the kid, not doing it. I don't want to be involved in that. And now if he does take the bait from somebody else and something happens, y'all break up, I'll be the friend and I'll be there afterwards, but I don't want to be involved in the actual honeypot situation. Because I'm like, and if you're doing a honeypot anyway, why are y'all together?
Well,
I'm just saying, if you know your man's shady and he like to, you know, he out in these streets, why y'all together?
Suppose it was a situation of, you know, she doesn't know that about him, but she wants to find out. Like she's like maybe ready to like kind of take it to another level with this dude and So let me see how he would react under pressure.
Nah, I'm still not doing it. I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely not. Definitely not feeling it. To me, it's just, again, it's games. And it's foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
And you just as shady as you think he might be.
I'm just saying, you've been in some bad shit.
Yeah.
And this is how you're, dealing with it. Or, this is how you're trying to, not deal with it or whatever. I don't know. It just seems weird if you're trying to,
dirty.
Just seems right. It just seems like a bad situation if you're like, let me set my man up or let me set my girl up and see if, how would they act if I wasn't around and some random woman or man walked up to them? I would ask the question, what are you trying to get out of this? Mm-hmm. If you feel like your man or your woman is going to cheat on you, you probably don't need to be with them anyway. Just saying. I don't know. As I've said 4,000 times on this show and other shows, relationships are built on trust. And, if you're going to go out and be at a bar and I'm not there and just a random, woman's going to talk to you and next thing you know, you're trying to hit on her and try to do it to her. You're going to do that whether I'm there, I'm not there. I don't know.
You know what's interesting is, I've run this question through some people and I've had more than a handful of people say, hell yeah, I'll do it. That's my ride or die. I want to make sure,
sure,
she dealing with somebody straight up, da-da-da, whatever. But these are the people that I'm really interested in hearing from. Because, a lot of people want to come and say, nah, I wouldn't do it. But the people that would do it is who I'm really excited to hear from. Like, what would be your justification or reasoning? Other than, I don't give a fuck, I would do it.
Well, I would think, and hopefully somebody can correct me, I would think you're doing it for your friend. You're like, oh, you asked me to do this, I'm ride or die, fine. You want to see if your man is shiesty? Sure, I'll go. You know what's so funny? Speaking of this, Tristan Thomas, supposedly he was like, oh, those women set me up in the club. It was a setup. But it's like, so when that woman stuck her head in her bosom and kind of you motorboated her and you were there for like a couple, almost, I'm going to say like over 20 seconds or whatever, you could have suffocated yourself in her boobs. So that was her fault that you stayed there? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know. I'm like, what are you trying to prove? Like, where are you going with this?
That whole situation smelled fishy to me.
What whole situation, sir?
That whole shit. That just sounds TV. What do you mean? It's fishy to me.
What? So him walking into a hotel with the Instagram model, him being in a club up the street and around the corner with three chicks, that was fishy?
Supposedly all that footage was filmed like a month prior.
No, I think one is more recent because he was at a game. And then the other one was, I think it was in like October, I think
so,
they said.
So somebody going to hold that for all them months and release it day or two before the birth of the child.
Are you not familiar how Kris Jenner works out? Because, that's actually a really good plot to the whole, their whole story.
That's
line.
What I said. It sounds
no, but I'm
fishy.
Saying, but no, the one with him walking in with the Instagram model, that was recent. Because they were like, oh, he was playing basketball and whatever. I think it was New York. He was playing basketball. So that was recent. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so, I don't know. I ain't no expert, but that ain't the first time that nigga cheated. But whatever. We ain't talking about that situation. We're
anything
talking about the honeypot.
Involves a Kardashian stinks.
Well, we're talking about a honeypot. So anyway, so would you be a honeypot, guys? Would you ask your friend to do a honeypot? This can go vice versa. Honeypot is just the terminology. So it could be like your dude asking you to walk up to his girl and be like, hey, what's up? Or, your friend asking her female friend to walk up to a dude, her dude, and be like, hey, what's up? So it can go either way. So, I mean, honeypot, like I said, is just a terminology. So I'm curious. Please remind me to post this question. send it or you post it, you know, to the page so people can answer it. And we can get a goddamn answer. And so Rue Boy can remember what the question was.
You know,
I'm sorry.
Because, you know, unlike a lot of us where we would just, you know, jot it down while listening.
I'm just saying.
Go back to it.
I'm just saying.
Fast forward.
Just saying.
You know.
But, I mean, you know, because it was a request. Can you please remember?
Motherfuckers been Super Bowls and now start making demands of the show.
You know what? We're not going there today. Can you please remember to either post it or send it to me and I will post it. Somebody got to post this question.
Once upon a time.
Okay.
Rude Boy would just come on and be just so nice and be like, hey,
hey guys.
I just wanted to answer the question real quick, man. Thanks for having me on. Team win a Super Bowl, and now he up here saying, hey, this is what y'all need to do with y'all's show, right? This is the direction that the show needs to take. Matter of fact, I'm going to send three people your way that I feel they would be great for the show, and they, you know, they'll come with scripts and everything.
Oh, please do that. It'd be interesting. Right. It would be interesting to see or to hear.
Man, hey, Rude Boy, when you going to come in the area? You talking about the summertime, man. When you coming down here?
That's what we need.
You've been telling me that for a minute.
Come on, man.
Come on through here, man. Let's have a drink.
Bah, bah, bah.
You know what I'm saying? Show you how we
do
that.
We'll get you an Uber back to your hotel. It'll be fine.
Oh, man, I thought you was about to say we'll send an Uber for you. What? Like $9,000?
No. We'll Uber you back to your hotel. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
You'll be okay. Okay?
Well, Queenie right. Queen, you hear that music and you know what it means.
I do. Let's see. Let's see. Two fingers. Let me think. Two fingers to hanging out with your peoples because you love them and you want to say happy birthday. Happy birthday. Bah, 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 to one of my boos. One finger to never sharing a room with them again, though. And I say that because, you know, I love you. So, okay. That was quick.
Oh, shit.
You know, sometimes I got to think about it, but that was off the top of the dome. Right. Two fingers, love you. One finger, I ain't sharing a room with you ever again.
Two fingers to the... I'm gonna take a page out of you and Doc's old book. Two fingers to the taste of summer that we had.
That's not my book, that's his.
One finger.
I only do it when I'm making fun of him.
To the reality, to the to the memory lane of winter that we're in. Yeah.
This weather's wild, shawty.
That shit is.
It was 100 degrees on what, Saturday, Sunday. Today is like 50 in torrential downpour.
Well, I pulled out the banana hammock and was sitting in the back.
Zoinks. Whoa.
Realize I need to do some manscaping.
Nope. Nada. Wait a minute, was the weather a one finger? Was it one?
Friday and Saturday was two finger.
Okay. So what's your one?
Sunday and Monday.
Ah. Word.
The tale of four seasons.
Word. Okay. All right. Okay.
Goodness God.
One day they'll get it together, but global warming is not a thing, so. I mean, I'm just saying. It's not real, so. Meanwhile, people's roofs and shits are flying off. Cars are getting flooded, and people have to swim from their car to shore, which is not really a shore, it's the sidewalk, but whatever. Okay.
About that shit.
All right, then.
Mother Nature owns me a screen door, by the way. Sort of ripped it off its hinges. So
oh, shit.
Thank you for that.
Oh, my goodness.
She must have known I got a little bonus at work. So much for...
Can I get $50?
So much for a new pair of Gucci loafers.
Can I get $50? I'm going wine tasting this weekend.
I might.
Okay.
I don't even know you like
just
that.
Just thought I'd ask. All right.
We got to get out of here. Thank you again for tuning in. Stay tuned for... upcoming episodes
shows
of the Un, the IDS, and Dating Sucks.
The Un. Question mark.
And
we'll see what else
we got. Listen, we got something in the pot that we've been stirring up for a minute, and you know, we're gonna dish it to you soon.
We're gonna make it do what it do.
But just hold on tight. Appreciate you for keeping up the ride and keeping the faith, and never count us out, just count on us.
And you gonna say and?
Oh yeah. Yeah. So we definitely gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
Wrap this up.
Do
it's
your
been
thing.
A great ride. But always, as in parting, we like to say,
if God woke you up this morning, you can handle the rest of the bull slits.
I want all of you out of my house now.